All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It's that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Now we are up to week number 16. Week number 15 was pretty good to me as I went 13-3, and week number 16 got started on the right foot. Last night, I picked the Jacksonville Jaguars to defeat the Tennessee Titans at home by the score of 20-13, and the Jags would go on to win that game by the score of 21-13, as the Titans appeared to be a front runner to have the number one overall pick in the 2015 NFL draft. But with the final Thursday night game under our belts, there are two games on slate for Saturday, along with 12 for Sunday, and of course, the Monday night affair. So here are my picks, folks, for week number 16 in the National Football League. Now, like I said, there are two games on tap this Saturday. I'm going to start with the first one as the 9-5 Philadelphia Eagles travel to the nation's capital to take on the 3-11 Washington Redskins. Now, Philly comes into this game favored by 8 points over the Redskins. Philly comes into this game after suffering a tough loss this past Sunday night at home versus the Dallas Cowboys, and they need to get back on track as they are still in the hunt for a playoff spot. Now, I guarantee you more than likely you're going to have more Eagle fans in the stands than you are for Redskins, the Redskins fans at this game, just due to the fact that it is another lost season for this Washington Redskins franchise. Mark Sanchez will once again get the start for Philly at quarterback, and he won't have to play hero ball because Philly has tremendous balance. But what the Eagles must do is what they couldn't do last Sunday against the Cowboys. Philly found themselves in an early 21-0 hole. They were able to come back from it, but it was just too much for them to overcome for the entire game. Philly will have to be the bully in this game and put the pressure on the Washington Redskins and their quarterback, Robert Griffin III. I believe that the Eagles will be up for the challenge in every aspect of the game, and they will defeat the Washington Redskins by the score of 37-20. Now, the 8-6 San Diego Chargers travel to Santa Clara to take on the 7-7 San Francisco 49ers. The Chargers' playoff spot or playoff chances are still holding on by a thread while it's all but done for the San Francisco 49ers. You've heard about all of the infighting all year between Niners head coach Jim Harbaugh and Trent Baalke. Now you hear the rumors about Harbaugh potentially leaving San Francisco to go coach football at the University of Michigan. Too many distractions for the San Francisco 49ers in this one, and you have a San Diego Chargers team that is desperate for a victory, and I'm going to take the Chargers to go up north and get the victory 23-20. Now, moving ahead to Sunday, you have the 6-8 Minnesota Vikings traveling to South Beach to take on the 7-7 Miami Dolphins. Now, Miami comes into this game favored by 6 points over Minnesota, but you look at this Vikings team. They were up on Detroit last week by the score of 14-0 before rookie quarterback Teddy Bridgewater threw some costly interceptions to allow the Lions back into the game. Now, that is something that Vikings offensive coordinator North Turner will look to clean up this week, as he's one of the best in the business as far as putting his quarterbacks in a position to win. On the flip side for Miami, they have a tough defense that plays better when they're at home. But this is December, and this is a time of the year where the Dolphins pack it up a little bit early, and I think that is once again going to be the case this Sunday, and I'm going to take the Vikings on the road 24-20. Now, the 9-5 Baltimore Ravens travel to Houston to take on the 7-7 Texans. Baltimore comes into this game favored by 6 points, and they have the look and the feel of a team that is destined to do big things in the postseason. The Ravens have tremendous balance. You look at quarterback Joe Flacco, running back Justin Forsett, wide receivers Steve Smith Sr. along with Torrey Smith, and you look at this defense led by Terrell Suggs. This right now is becoming a well-oiled machine for the Ravens. More than likely, you can expect rookie quarterback Tom Savage at the starter for Houston in this one. And this Ravens defense will be licking their chops going up against him. Thus, I'm going to take Baltimore on the road in this one by the score of 26-13. Now, in the NFC North, the 10-4 Detroit Lions travel to Soldier Field to take on the 5-9 Chicago Bears. Now, it's been a long time since the Lions walked onto Soldier Field and they were favored by nearly 10 points, but that is going to be the case this Sunday. Jay Cutler has been benched at quarterback for the Bears in favor of former Notre Dame quarterback Jimmy Clausen. The Boo Birds have been out not only for Cutler, but for this entire Bears team for the majority of the season. On the flip side, you have the Detroit Lions under head coach Jim Caldwell that are playing disciplined football, and more importantly, they're beating up on the teams that they are supposed to beat up on if they want to be a postseason team. Defensively, the Bears cannot stop anybody, and I don't see that trend ending in this one. And on the flip side, the Lions defense loves to inflict pain on the opposition. A bad combination for Chicago, and thus I'm going to take the Lions in this one by the score of 30-20. Now, down in Charlotte, the 5-8-1 Carolina Panthers will host the 7-7 Cleveland Browns. Browns rookie quarterback Johnny Manziel made the first start of his National Football League career last Sunday, and it was not pretty. Now, he and the Browns have rolled up their sleeves this week in preparation for a tough Carolina Panthers defense led by Luke Kuechly. Now, it's still up in the air whether or not Cam Newton will be under center this Sunday for the Carolina Panthers, but one thing that Panthers head coach Ron Rivera can rely on is a good backup in Derek Anderson to right the ship. In two starts this season, Anderson is 2-0 for Carolina, albeit both of those starts were against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Right now, things are simply going wrong for the Browns while the Carolina Panthers are trying to hang around in that NFC South title picture. Thus, I'm going to take Carolina at home in a tight one, 23-20. Now, a huge one in the NFC South has the 6-8 New Orleans Saints hosting the 5-9 Atlanta Falcons. Now, these two teams met back in week number one, and it was the Falcons that surprised the Saints with an overtime victory in Atlanta. Things have changed drastically for both of these teams. New Orleans comes into this game favored by 6.5 points, and Atlanta more than likely could be without the services of wide receiver Julio Jones once more. Now, theoretically, you would think since the Saints are at home, it's a cakewalk, but New Orleans is only 3-4 at home this season, and they have lost their last four games at home. This game is simply going to come down to two things: which quarterback makes the biggest plays. You have Matt Ryan for Atlanta and, of course, Drew Brees for New Orleans. And which defense is going to be the most opportunistic. And I'm going to take New Orleans at home, 30-23. Now, in the old Bay of Pigs, and this is an old NFC Central matchup here, you have the 10-4 Green Bay Packers traveling to Tampa to take on the 2-12 Buccaneers. Now, the Pack comes into this game favored by 12 points over Tampa as Green Bay looks to get back on track after suffering a shocking road loss last week versus the Buffalo Bills. Now, the reason for Green Bay's loss was a tough Bills defense, and they're going to play that cover two down there in Tampa under head coach Lovie Smith, and they will look to put some pressure on Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. But no Gerald McCoy on that defensive line for Tampa Bay, as he has been lost for the season with a knee injury. And you look at the quarterback position at Tampa Bay, and you have Josh McCown, and this guy is just simply keeping the seat warm until the Bucs get another quarterback in 2015. Green Bay doesn't have that problem because they have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback, and I don't see him allowing his team to lose two consecutive games in a row. Thus, I'm going to take Green Bay on the road in this one by the score of 27-20. Now, in the Steel City, a huge one with playoff implications for both teams as the 8-6 Kansas City Chiefs come to town to take on the 9-5 Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, Pittsburgh comes into this game favored by a field goal over Kansas City. And you look at these two defenses as they will look to go out there and make plays. More importantly, force turnovers, give the football back to their offense. But you look at the offenses right now, and Pittsburgh's offense, led by quarterback Ben Roethlisberger and running back Le'Veon Bell, have more cohesion than what Kansas City is able to produce right now. Thus, I'm going to take Pittsburgh at home by the score of 27-17. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, the 11-3 New England Patriots come to town to take on the 3-11 New York Jets. New England comes into this game favored by 10.5 points, and more than likely, this is the final home game for Rex Ryan as the head coach of the Jets. Now, Ryan took over as the Jets head coach in 2009, and one of the first things that he said he was going to do, he wasn't there to kiss the rings of Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And over the years, since Ryan has been the head coach of the Jets and the Patriots have engaged in some very good and intriguing football games. So you know Ryan is going to leave no stone unturned in this one. However, the Patriots have already clinched the AFC East title, but they are still trying to secure home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. And I do not expect Bill Belichick and Patriots quarterback Tom Brady to take their foot off of the gas in this one. Thus, I'm going to take New England on the road with a big 34-17 victory. Now, you look at the 4 o'clock games and you have the New York Giants with a record of 5-9 who are traveling to St. Louis to take on the 6-8 Rams. St. Louis comes into this game favored by 6.5 points over the Giants. Both of these teams are not playoff bound, but, you know, they are trying to finish the regular season on a positive note. The Giants have won 2 games in a row, and they've beaten up on some of the bad teams in the National Football League, but they've had good balance with the running game and the passing game offensively. Right now, no Rashad Jennings for the Giants at running back in this game, which means that they're going to have to rely on the rookie Andre Williams to get the job done. Now, the Giants' offensive line must protect Eli Manning, and it's going to be tough because the Rams can bring some pressure just from their defensive line alone. You look at the matchup as far as Odell Beckham Jr. going up against Janoris Jenkins, 2 former SEC players right here going at it one more time. And this Giants defense must find a way to put some pressure on the Rams' veteran quarterback, Sean Hill. But at the same time, St. Louis can run the football with Trey Mason. I think field position and turnovers are going to play big in this one, but I'm going to take St. Louis at home by the score of 24-20. Now, the 8-6 Buffalo Bills travel to Oakland to take on the 2-12 Raiders. Buffalo comes into this game favored by a touchdown, and they're hanging around in the playoff picture in the AFC, and the last thing that they can ill afford is a slip-up versus the Raiders. The Raiders have won their last 2 home games this season, and Buffalo has to know that as they're getting ready to take on the Raiders in this one. Buffalo must go out there and take care of business and put the Raiders behind the 8-ball very early in this game. Thus, you look at Bills quarterback Kyle Orton and what he's been able to do this season after he stepped in once EJ Manuel was benched, and he has really guided the ship for this Bills offense. This Bills defense under first-year defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz has been one of the better units in football, and they will look to inflict some pressure and pain on Raiders rookie quarterback Derek Carr. Thus, I'm going to take the Bills on the road in this one by the score of 27-20. The 10-4 Indianapolis Colts will travel to AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas to take on the 10-4 Dallas Cowboys. Now, Dallas comes into this game favored by 3.5 points, and you look at 2 teams that have question marks around them. Yes, the Colts are 10-4, and yes, they have won the AFC South. Excuse me, but quarterback Andrew Luck cannot do it all by himself offensively. Plus, he has been turning over the football a lot lately. And there's one thing that this Dallas Cowboys defense does live off of, and that is turnovers. On the flip side for Dallas, of course, DeMarco Murray, their star running back, suffered the fractured hand last week versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, it is his left hand. It's not his right hand. But the thing is, he said the decision is up to him as far as whether he's going to play or not. I believe that he will play, and it's going to be interesting to see how much of an adjustment that he will have made in order to protect his hand and to protect that football. If Murray is effective, the Cowboys will win. If Murray is ineffective and they have to solely rely on the arm of their quarterback, Tony Romo, this decision in favor of the Cowboys is going to be up in the air. But I think Murray is going to be effective enough, and I'm going to take Dallas at home by the score of 30-23. Now, on Sunday Night Football, you have the 10-4 Seattle Seahawks traveling to the desert at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, to take on the 11-3 Arizona Cardinals. Now, this is the second time these teams have met this season. Of course, Seattle won the earlier matchup at home, and they know that a victory right here, actually, basically, it's the same thing for both teams. Whoever wins this game will win the NFC West. Now, of course, if Seattle wins, both teams are tied, but Seattle would get the tiebreaker, and then you would have the Cardinals who would be, if they were to win, they would be two games up with one game to go in the division race. But I look at the defenses, and both of these teams, they pride themselves on what their secondaries can do. But right now, you look at the Seattle front seven, they are playing so much better due to the return of Bobby Wagner at middle linebacker. Both of these teams need to run the football, but Seattle does it a lot better than Arizona right now with the combination of Russell Wilson, their quarterback, and Marshawn Lynch at running back. Now, it's going to be Ryan Lindley at quarterback for Arizona in this one, and it's not a good matchup for Arizona going up against this secondary that Seattle possesses with an inexperienced quarterback in Ryan Lindley. Thus, I'm going to take Seattle on the road by the score of 24-13. And finally, on Monday Night Football, the 11-3 Denver Broncos travel to the Queen City of Cincinnati to take on the 9-4-1 Cincinnati Bengals. Both of these teams come into this game leading their respective divisions, while the Broncos have already clinched the AFC West, and they are looking to keep pace with the New England Patriots as far as a top spot in the AFC. Now, both of these teams have really been able to get it done this year on the defensive side of the football, and I think Denver's defense right now is playing a little bit better than Cincinnati's. The Bengals are flying high after what they were able to do last Sunday versus a rookie quarterback in Johnny Manziel and the Cleveland Browns. But they're going to find out real quick that they are not facing Johnny Manziel this Monday, as they will be facing Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning, who is one of the best to have ever done it. Now, speaking of the defenses, I think Denver's defense is going to look to put some pressure on Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton, and I think you're going to see the bad Andy Dalton in this game more than you would see the good Andy Dalton. Thus, I'm going to take Denver on the road with the 31-20 victory. Folks, those are my picks for this weekend in the world of the National Football League, and I want to once again thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week number 16 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have yourselves a wonderful day, and enjoy those football games this weekend.